All right. Good morning, everybody. It's 9 o'clock. Let's make good use of each other's lives today, as we heard in that one workshop. That would be good. All right. So, call to order the August 18th Water Master Advisory Committee meeting to order. Denise, can you do a roll call, please?
Good morning, everyone. This is the roll call for attendance of the August 18th, 2022 Advisory Committee meeting.
I don't know about anybody else. I can't hear you, Denise.
Could you guys hear me when I was talking?
Yes. Loud and clear. She's faint.
What about now?
Yeah,
we got it. Perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. Good morning, everyone. This is the roll call for attendance of the August 18, 2022 Advisory Committee meeting. Minor 1, San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee here.
Minor 2, Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scott Coe here.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig.
City of Chino.
Dave Crosley.
Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Eduardo Espinoza.
Fontana Union Water Company.
Josh Swift.
Fontana Water Company.
Chris Feely.
Parupa Community Services District.
Chris Birch.
Buena Vista Water District.
Justin Scott Coe.
City of Ontario.
Brittany Jones.
City of Pomona. Christy. City of Upland. Now for the Ag Pool. Nathan DeBoom. Henry DeHaan. Robert Feenstra. John Heitzing. Ron LaBruchery. Vice Chair Pearson.
Present.
Sir, can you repeat your name for the record? Ron Petersma. Tariq Awan.
I'm Marilyn Levin for Tariq Awan.
Thank you. Pete Hall.
Present.
Jimmy Medrano.
Present.
And for the non-ag pool, Vice Chair Guy.
Present.
Kathleen Brundage. Christopher Quach.
Present.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, is there any reorders or additions to the agenda, Peter?
None from staff.
All right. Thank you. First thing on the agenda is a consent calendar. Is there routine items in nature? Anybody wish to pull anything from the consent agenda? All right. Hearing none, does anybody wish to make a motion?
So moved.
Thanks, Brian. Aye. Got a second?
Pearson, second.
Thanks, Jeff. All right. I'll call for anybody with opposition. All right, the consent calendar is moved. Thank you. All right, moving to item number 2, which is the second amendment to task order number 9 under the master agreement for collaborative recharge projects 23A. Last week, this was discussed in detail with each of the pools, and my understanding is everybody moved to move this forward for approval today. I'll ask Peter, is there any changes or anything that's been updated or any questions that we need to ask from last week or answer?
I believe all the questions that were asked at the pools were answered, and we're not aware of anyone having any concern with this item.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Anybody from any of the committee wish to hear any portion of it or a presentation again from Joel? Anybody online? All right. Thank you, Joel, for your presentation last week. Do I hear anybody want to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, Ron Craig, City of Chino Hills. I'll move approval.
Thank you, Ron. Do we have a second?
Montana Union, second.
Thanks, Josh. All right. Do we have to call a regular vote on this, or can we do the same thing?
All right. If I were you, I would do a roll call.
Denise, can you please do a roll call vote? Thank you.
And while Denise is gearing up for that, I just want to extend my thanks to Joel for being here, available in person today, just in case there were questions. Thank you, Joel.
With a tie and a jacket.
Looking sharp as always.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joel.
Just to verify, it's just a roll call, correct?
Yes, please. Sure. Oh, should we?
This is advisory.
Yeah.
Sorry. In advisory, I know Denise, this is a little new. In advisory, we always do volume vote.
Thanks, Peter.
Give me 1 second here. A little bit of difficulty. This is the roll call for volume vote, business item 2A, motion by Mr. Craig. Seconded by Fontana Union. Josh Swift. Minor 1, San Antonio Water Company.
Brian Lee, aye.
Minor 2, Monta Vista Irrigation Company.
Justin Scott Coe, aye.
City of Chino Hills.
Ron Craig, yes.
City of Chino?
Dave Crosley, yes.
Cucamonga Valley Water District?
Eduardo Espinoza, yes.
Fontana Union Water Company?
Josh Swift, yes.
Fontana Water Company?
Chris Feely, yes.
Harupa Community Services District?
Chris Birch, yes.
Monta Vista Water District?
Justin Scott Coe, aye.
City of Ontario?
Courtney Jones, yes.
City of Pomona?
Kristen, yes.
City of Upland?
Braden Yu, yes.
And is there anybody for the agricultural pool?
Jeff Pearson, yes.
And for the non-agricultural pool?
Brian Guy, yes.
The motion passes unanimously.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Peter, for help through that. And I want to express from the whole pool, or actually the whole advisory committee, thanks for your help, Joel. Appreciate it. All right. We'll move on to item 3, reports and updates. The first one we have is legal counsel update. Brad, I think you're on the line.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you great. Thank you.
Great. I don't have any new information since last week's report. The items are all listed in your agenda. The one thing I would just emphasize is that there is a hearing on calendar for August 31st. There are two items on calendar for that day. The first is Water Master's request for receipt and filing of the two most recent semi-annual OBMP status reports. And the second is Ontario's application for additional time to challenge the November assessment package approval, or in the alternative, it's challenged to the approval of the assessment package based on the manner in which withdrawals from the DYY account were handled in the assessment package. The hearing's on calendar August 31st, 9 a.m. in front of Judge Ochoa in Department S24. And I'm happy to take any questions on that or anything else if anyone has them.
Thank you, Brian. Anybody in the room have questions for legal counsel? Anybody online? All right. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. The next report is the engineer report, which I believe Andy's online too.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Our report from last week is unchanged on the safe field reset methodology update and the maximum benefit salt and nutrient management plan update. We're happy to take any questions or repeat the engineer's report if you like, but we will be giving the same report to the board next week.
And I think you indicated that you're going to be working on a workshop with the salinity one as well.
Yes, we're going to be planning a more fulsome presentation to the Water Master family, probably for the October, sometime in the October timeframe.
That'd be great. Thank you. Questions? Anybody in the room have questions for Andy? Anybody online have questions for Andy? All right. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. The next report is the CFO report. Do we get Janine again, or do we have Joe this time?
Janine did such a wonderful job. I'm just going to be quiet today.
That's what I said.
The report remains unchanged, Mr. Yes. Chairman.
Okay, it does. Thank you. Appreciate it. Did anybody have questions for Joe? All right. Thank you. Moving on to general manager's update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Briefly on the supplemental water tracking, I got it, Justin. We've made some refinements to the draft flowchart that we presented to the pools last week. A copy of that is at your place. Specifically, we looked at what happens if it's a party that actually plans to export supplemental water as opposed to a non-party to the judgment. Again, we're viewing this as a draft. We're offering this as a tool for you. This is not changing what already exists. It merely represents the existing rules and regulations as we interpret them. And we're offering it as a tool to help anyone and everyone considering storing supplemental water in the basin. So please take a look at that. We will be posting that on our website so you can find it. We'll share this with the board we don't have a hard and fast date to finish that, so we'll probably call it good maybe next month. But we do welcome questions on it if anybody wants to call us and walk through it, or if anybody has specific comment, we welcome that at any time.
So for those that are online, this will be available later today? Or?
I believe so, yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. And just is there any indication on what changed on here? Like is it color-coded different or something?
My preference is to have people look at it with fresh eyes as though they haven't seen them before. So look at it anew and see if this represents to you your understanding. And if it doesn't, please email, call, whatever you need to. Let us explain to you what we see. Let us listen to you if you see something different.
It's not like a Water Master puzzle game where you have to find out what's changed or something. So I know you like those.
I do like those.
Thank you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I won't repeat for item two. I mentioned to the pools that we had a workshop with the board on the OBMP on July 28th. And what's taking shape is actually the next workshop, which is going to be, we've gone through the judgment, the formation of the 9-member board. Third workshop was the OBMP and its implementation. So we're starting to look at the next educational opportunity for the collective, which will be a more regional approach. This we have a concept of a collaboration with Western, Three Valleys, and IUA and Water Master to present regional water supply challenges, how the region is planning to meet those, and the role the groundwater basin plays in all that. So that's the concept that we have. Please keep an ear in the ground for that. It's coming. On the next item, on the 2020 OBMP environmental review, last week we shared with the pools what in our minds is a process for moving forward with that. So that's been shared with a group. It's intended to address questions that have been raised by parties. The only thing I wanted to say today that's different, I'm happy to discuss it with anyone, is is this concept of the project description and how it's coming together. It was shared with a group that in 2020, we had put together a list of all potential projects from the 2020 OBNP. That was the project description that went through the programmatic analysis. And what we plan to do this time is reconsider that. And at our workshop on September 1, Dodson will go through that and suggest any changes in light of other CEQA evaluation that's been done. CBP has been done. Local storage limitation has been done. So what does that mean for the project description? And in addition to that, we're inviting the parties to add potential projects to that. It's a collective constructive exercise. There are no winners or losers. It's everybody can build potential projects that that move the region forward. And that's the reason why we're not looking at this as something that should be subject to any party's veto. I don't like this project, therefore it can't be included in an environmental analysis. This isn't, again, intended to be a collective constructive exercise. So with that, we distributed to the pools some material. I hope everybody's received it. If you haven't, if you had difficulty opening any of that, please let us know. You should have the project description from 2020 OBNP along with all the attachments that it had. And we look very much forward to having everybody on September 1st at the workshop at 1 o'clock. Any questions I can answer on that?
Any questions in the room or online? Thank you.
And finally, under other, again, at the pools, we mentioned the Roberts Rules of Order workshop, obviously, that resonated with the chair of the advisory committee. We're very happy for that and hope it resonated with everyone. Again, offering that as a tool to every agency in the region to help itself do its business as well as it can be done. That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Anybody have questions online or in the room with regards to anything Peter covered or didn't? Got a quiet group today. All right. That's great. Thank you, Peter. All right. Thank you. Moving on to the IUA update. I think I see Joshua online. Josh, do you have an update for us today?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Nothing to add to the written report today. Thank you.
Okay, great. Anybody have questions for IUA? All right. Thank you, Josh, for being here. Any other MET member agency comments? All right. Okay, moving on. Committee member comments. Anybody in the room have comments? Anybody online have comments? Any other business, Peter?
None.
And no confidential session, I'm assuming. All right. Okay. Well, thank you all. We'll see you next month with the advisory committee. Thank you for all being here and appreciate the quick meeting. All right. Have a great week.
Thanks, Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.